Detectives see things most people couldn't imagine. They walk into rooms where lives have been destroyed, families have been shattered, and every answer only makes the story worse. Most of the time, they have no choice but to push the emotion down and keep working. But in these cases, the truth was so devastating that even the investigators couldn't hold back. These are five true crime cases that left detectives in tears. Most people believe the safest place you can be is inside your own home, surrounded by your family. But on May 23rd of 2023, that idea was shattered inside a quiet home in Texas. A young woman didn't show up for work. She stopped answering her phone. And when someone finally went to check on her, they didn't find a break-in, and they didn't find a stranger. They found her brother just standing there inside her house. And what he would say next made even the police stop in disbelief. The Olalde family didn't stand out in any obvious way. If you drove past their house in Nash, Texas, you'd see exactly what you'd expect. A quiet home, a working father, a mom who knew everyone in the neighborhood. Kids growing up the way kids are supposed to. Nothing about them felt unusual. And that's exactly what makes this so hard to understand. They were just a family that from the outside looked stable, predictable, and safe. Their daughter, Lisbeth, was 24. She had just graduated college. She was engaged, and she was about to start her new life as a teacher. Everything about her felt certain. Then there was Cesar, 18 years old, still in high school, just weeks away from graduating. He kept to himself. He did well in school, and he didn't cause any problems. He was the kind of person no one worries about. And then there was Oliver, just 5 years old, always smiling and full of energy. The kind of kid who looked up to his older siblings, especially his older brother, Cesar. All of them living under the same roof. A family that by all accounts was close. There were no warning signs, no history of violence, and no reason for anyone to believe something was wrong. But inside that house, something was brewing. And by the time anybody realized it, it was too late. Nash is a quiet and very small suburban area of Texarkana, Texas. It has a population of just 4,000 people, and it's exactly how you would picture a small town. Tight-knit community, very uneventful, and overall peaceful. But this peace would soon be disrupted. See, it was May 23rd of 2023, and Lisbeth was due to work at a local church on this particular day. But she never made it. Now, this was a small community where everyone was aware of their neighbors, their coworkers, and everyone in between. So when Lisbeth, who normally never skipped work, or at least informed her coworkers beforehand, didn't show up to the church, this made everyone worry. This was unlike Lisbeth. She was very punctual, very responsible, and everyone in the family was, for that matter. And if they missed even one thing from their routine, it was pretty odd. Now, I know things can take a turn in life, and things can happen and you just can't reach somewhere and be on your usual A game. And the same could have been said for Lisbeth too. Maybe she just wasn't feeling well, or had some kind of emergency come up and just didn't go to work. Well, the latter would be much closer to reality. The thing is, her coworkers were thinking about this same thing too. Could she have been in trouble or in some kind of accident? Well, she wasn't answering her phone. And their concerns started to grow exponentially. This was too much to be a mere coincidence. Not showing up for work, but now not answering your phone? This was really weird. Now, to give you an idea of how the people looked out for each other in this quaint little city, one of Lisbeth's co-workers at the church, a man by the name of Joseph Flyder, and his wife decided to go to Lisbeth's home and check up on her. In their heads, they just wanted some peace of mind. Lisbeth's silence was really unusual, and this was not normal at all. She wasn't answering her phone, so was she in trouble? And what if she needed help? They just thought they would make sure that she was okay, and these were the thoughts going through Joseph and his wife's minds as they made that drive from the church to Lisbeth's home. When the couple arrived at the house, it was quiet. The door was closed, and there was no activity considering the time of day, and it just looked pretty eerie. Joseph and his wife got out of the car, and they walked up to the front door. Still, nothing seemed alarming at that point. The door was obviously closed, so Joseph knocked, and then he waited. Then he knocked.